Welcome back. This is Dilpreet and you are on SBS Spice. And my guest today does something I've always wanted to do. Magic. Officially going with the label of a mentalist, Suhani Shah is perhaps modern India's most popular mind readers and magicians and doesn't look or sound anything like the Indian magician image your mind must be preparing right now. Extensively covered and followed, it was my pleasure having Suhani join us virtually from India for today's interview. We talk about respecting the art of magic, really looking at it as a skill. It's tough and it's hard work. Suhani was 6 when she dropped out of school and started to seriously learn magic. I'm sorry, that's something unheard of from South Asian parents, but we will get to that in our interview. Now, more than 5,000 shows later, she's bringing her tour to Melbourne and Sydney this month of June. Ever since I've spoken to Suhani, the one question that keeps coming back to me is when something is done over and over again, how does the magic stay? Let's tune in. Suhani, welcome. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dilpreet. You're an SBS Spice. It's very nice to have you in my little box.
Lovely to be here, Dilpreet. This is the first interview I'm giving to somebody in Australia and I'm very excited to for the upcoming tour there. So
great. No, I'm sure you'll have a great time in Australia. Very chill. It's very laid back. So, you know, you'll have a good, easy time. Just to begin, you're a mentalist, right? So when I heard that you're a mentalist for the first time a few months ago, I was like, I have to Google this because I think my knowledge is a bit low on this. So for our audiences, would you please break down what mentalism is and who is a mentalist? What makes a mentalist?
You know what a magician is, right? So magic is like the parent category. And in magic, there are many subgenres. And like there is street magic, mentalism, escapology, illusionist, many more, juggling, escape artist. So similarly, there is mentalism, and people who do mentalism are called mentalists, where mentalists, they perform magic effects that are related to psychology, that are related to the human mind. And we give an illusion of predicting the future, reading minds, getting into your mind, influencing your actions and things like that. So it's a subgenre of magic only. So every mentalist is a magician. Not every magician is a mentalist. You know, they can be doing other things as well. Just like how dance is the parent category and there are many dance forms. Similarly, magic is the parent category and mentalism is one of the genres of magic.
It sounds very cool in theory and cooler when you know when we see you perform. But as you said, it's like learning people's behavior, illusion here. There's a certain sense of suggestion, intuition, right? It's also like an art form. But it can't be formally learned and yet is so fascinating. So I'm kind of interested, how did the learning find you? Was it pure curiosity from your end to follow this?
I mean, I always feel curiosity is like the basis of everything. You know, when we are curious, we start exploring that field even more. And it similarly started with me when I was a kid. I was 6 years old when I watched my first magic program on television and I was so fascinated. After that, I didn't just want to see more magic. I wanted to be that magician doing all those impossible tasks. I ran up to my father and I was like, Papa, mujhe jadu karna, that I want to be a magician. I was 6 years old, but I've got really encouraging parents. They would take us seriously. So whatever we would say, we have to be very careful because they are going to say a yes. And that's what happened. My father said a yes. So it was curiosity. But my father also is a visionary who believes that if you want to do something, you should always do it on a larger scale. You should do it with sincerity. You should not just do it for the sake of doing it. Hence, he told me, if you want to do magic, this is when I'm 6 years old, okay? Even when I'm doing magic, he was very clear, you're not doing it in a school or a birthday party. You should do big stage shows. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to do that. And that's how the journey started, you know? I don't come from a family of magicians. We are nowhere close to even entertainment field. It took us a long time. As you said, there is no formal education. So how to learn magic was another big journey. It took us 11 months to prepare like a show because I did not know how to read and write. So I had somebody used to say dialogues for me to remember them and you record them on cassettes and carpenters and creative artists and choreographers were brought in to design like a big stage show, a 3-hour stage show. And when I was 7 years old, I performed my first ever show. And there was no looking back since then. I've done more than 5,000 shows. It's been more than 2 decades of performing. I haven't even been to school. I've only been performing magic all my life. And I think, yeah, it was curiosity led to passion. Passion led to profession. And now this is all my life. Like, this is all I know.
How wonderful and also a bit crazy. I've never heard like a story from a South Asian family where, you know, a 7-year-old kid is like, magic is what I want to do. And parents supported it. Was there something that you showed them which was so powerful that they gave you that push and didn't really question it much?
I mean, I walked up to them and I told them I want to do magic. They heard me. They didn't neglect what I said, but they didn't take me seriously enough because I would say a new thing every day. You know how kids do it. So for me, I remember after trying like thrice, I was like, okay, I have to prove it to them that I'm serious about what I'm talking. And then it was a very basic thing. I did not know magic. And just mind you, I'm like still six years old. So don't judge me on this. But I went to the kitchen where my mother was cooking and I took dough from her and I took my father's handkerchief. And I'd seen somebody do this. So I made like a blindfold. Like I put dough on my eyes and I asked my father to tie my eyes so that I cannot see anything. And then I had those slates in the house. You know how we write as kids, we used to write on those black slates with chalk. I took those and I told my father to write anything. And I would write that blindfolded. And I did that. I did that with my parents, with my mom and dad. And they were completely taken aback. They were like shocked as to how is she doing this. I still don't know how I managed to do it then because nobody taught me that. They were very surprised because I could write blind. I think they were more surprised that I could write because I was like 6 years old. But that was a lot of fun. And I think because of that, they actually realized that, okay, this girl really wants to do magic. She's into this. And that's when they made the life decisions of, you know, investing their time, energy and money into making a whole big show. So yes, I had to do one magic act to convince them, which I think I did decently well. That act is still part of my show. I perform it sometimes in a different and a larger way.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I was watching an interview of you and you were very clear that we don't read minds. We give an illusion of reading minds. We don't predict future. We give an illusion that we're predicting future. I understand with magicians, they use illusion. There's a trick. There's a lot of thought that goes behind like a 2-3 second trick. But how is it a trick to read someone's mind? I'm just kind of interested in an explanation of this. If someone were to understand the form, how would you pitch it?
Okay, explaining magic is in general a difficult task because we don't want to give away much because not just because we want to keep the secrets alive, because it's because we want to keep the art form alive. The more we speak about how things are done, the more we are revealing the mystery around magic and actually ruining the art form in totality. As I said, we don't read minds, but we use various techniques, various effects. It could be a lot of it is linguistic deception, where we might make the other person think that what they are thinking is their choice, but they might be highly influenced by us, but they don't know about it. Or it could be something that we are trying to retrieve from them through their expressions or body language or eye patterns or anything. Depends on what act we are performing. Sometimes there could be some trickery involved. So depending on what effect we are achieving, we use those kinds of methods to achieve that effect. Sometimes it can be a multiple of techniques applied to achieve like one magic effect that could be very small. I always say mentalism is a genre of magic which anything you perform, any art does get better with experience. But mentalism is a particular art form that requires massive showmanship, great confidence, great command on language. So I think this is one particular genre of magic that over the years gets better. I knew mentalism for like as long as I knew magic in general, but I started my career as an illusionist. I think a decade ago, I decided I want to combine my art form with my knowledge of psychology. And that's when mentalism came in. But even though I knew mentalism, I did not create an entire show around it because I realized that I need to create a persona of a mentalist and have that much command on stage. And so although I've been doing magic for more than 25 years, mentalism has happened about a decade ago.
Wow. I was just going to come to this question, Ki. You know, it looks very effortless and seamless and as if, you know, you're just producing things out of air, but it's also something that demands a lot of practice and something that gets better with time. It's a skill you learn. But there would be a section which would call it, you know, a blessing or like a gifted ho. It's a God's gift. Do you find that to be condescending in a way, Ki? I'm actually putting in a lot of work and it's not just some blessing.
I don't find it condescending at all. I don't find it disrespectful as well. I think I come from this mindset that I feel everybody is gifted. You just need to find out what your gift is and work on that particular bit of in your life. I feel I was able to identify that pretty early on in my life, and I worked very, I gave up everything, school, friends, everything to just work on my art form. So I don't find it condescending, but I don't think I ever gave it so much thought. I mean, if when people say you are gifted, I say a thank you and I move on. And when people say, oh, you worked so hard on it, I still say a thank you and I move on. So because it's a combination of both, right? I mean, it's a combination of both. You definitely feel, I am absolutely grateful for the art form that I've been gifted with, because I love mentalism. I love magic. I love the way it opens doors for me in terms of interacting with people and knowing their minds and how the world functions. So I'm definitely feeling very grateful that I was chosen for this particular art form. I think I'm okay with whatever people want to think of it. But people who think that, oh, this is a supernatural power, that is where I try to rectify them. That, oh, this is a skill. This is an art form that has been honed over the years. And I am gifted. If you think I'm gifted, then everybody in the world is gifted. And you have, and I'm only that much gifted.
And last question, Suhani. You have a new show coming up in Australia. And, you know, people are cynical. Yeah. So for all the non-believers who don't believe this, if you had to convince them to give it an honest moment of time, which could be, you know, pure entertainment, what one word would you choose for the experience they might be in for your show?
Oh, I think mentalism is an absolutely, it's a very intelligent art form where you know nobody can read your mind. Okay. If when you say skeptics, especially for them, that you so sure know, people who are like that who think nobody can, you are right. I agree to you. Nobody can read your mind. And that's the fun. And that's why you need to be in the show to see that in spite of nobody being able to read your mind, how does this one mentalist convince you of most impossible things happening right in front of your eyes? And that's what, that is the beauty of the art form. So yeah, come witness. You can be a part of the show where I can read your mind, and not just mind reading. There are many other effects where we influence. There's a lot of other activities happening. It's just not mind reading. Many more things along with mind reading. So come be a part of the show where you can volunteer to be one, where you think that, oh, this is all scripted, it can happen with you. Or else if you're scared and you don't want somebody to get into your mind, you can just sit back and enjoy as the magic happens with everybody else.
And that was Suhani Shah. Thank you so much for joining us. This is SBS Spice. Hit that follow button so you don't miss future episodes. Find us on Instagram at SBS Spice and stay tuned for more Chilies in the Pod.